companies around the world, where innovation meets the law.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka, 89 in Manhattan. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, a somewhat obscure state panel in the state of Georgia has advanced several controversial changes in how the state conducts its elections. And some election officials are pretty worried. The potential for confusion and uncertainty on Election Day is high. Sam Greenglass will tell us more about that. Also in this next half hour, an update of news headlines, and then Kansas farms have expanded their operations, and many are now bigger than ever, and that has led to an economic boom. But bigger farms means fewer farmers, and that has contributed to depopulation in rural parts of the state that were already socially isolated.
What we have today in agriculture is not agriculture. What we have is agribusiness.
Coming up in just about 20 minutes, how isolation from farm consolidation can have a negative impact on the health of farmers in western Kansas. It's all coming up on KPR.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, 20% chance of showers after midnight. Humid tonight, though. Lows in the lower 70s, 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and humid with a high in the mid-90s.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class schedule and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
The time is 3:20. This is KPR.
Support for Ain't Them Been So Slow on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition coming your way with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert September 29th, a film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
NPR News, Beirut.
In yesterday's attack, at least 12 people died. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A group of Kansas representatives and their Missouri congressional counterparts are calling on the U.S. Postmaster General to fix problems with mail delivery in the Kansas City area. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The letter from Republican Jake LaTurner and Democrat Sharice Davids follows increasing complaints from residents about mail that arrives delayed or not at all. A study of the distribution centers in the Kansas City area found problems with property conditions and mail clearance times. Federal lawmakers have said the USPS should ensure locations are complying with mail processing procedures. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
The Lenexa City Council has dealt what appears to be a fatal blow to a much-discussed plan to create a new homeless shelter in Johnson County. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer reports on what happens now.
The Lenexa City Council on Tuesday voted to deny a special permit needed to convert a hotel on I-35 into a year-round homeless shelter. The county first put forward the proposal last year, framing it as a unique opportunity to address the growing issue of homelessness. But Lenexa planning officials argued it could negatively impact other properties in the area and be a financial drain on city resources. The plan also garnered intense pushback from residents, some of whom frequently veered into conspiracy theories. Following the vote in Lenexa, the county commission called a special meeting for Thursday to discuss terminating the purchase of the hotel, effectively ending the project in this form. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
Egg prices are higher than usual, peaking at around $3.30 a dozen in recent months. That's mostly due to multiple bird flu outbreaks throughout the nation that resulted in a loss of thousands of hens. Lee Schultz, an economics professor at Iowa State University, says demand for eggs always goes up around this time of year. That, coupled with bird flu, sent prices up.
Demand has been stronger than we've seen the last couple of years for eggs, and especially as you look at really the dog days of summer, and I think that's where you really started to see the uptick in egg prices.
But according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the price of wholesale eggs is expected to drop in the coming months. The wholesale price could reach $1.75 per dozen next spring. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas farms have consolidated and expanded their operations in recent decades to become bigger than ever. That has economic benefits for the owners, but bigger farms mean fewer farmers, and that has contributed to depopulation in rural parts of the state. Sociologists say it's also taken a toll on farmers' mental health. Kaylin Moore provided this report.
In a secluded farmhouse in the middle of Kansas, for the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service reports on agriculture, health, education, and many other public policy issues of interest throughout the region. You will find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll start things off with an update of news headlines. Then get a bit of a recap on what the Federal Reserve had to do with dropping interest rates a little bit. How is that going over in the markets? We will also get an update on what we know about that second wave of deadly attacks in Beirut. All of that coming up on KPR. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Story takes us. NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots more All Things Considered still to come, but up next we will start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, it is 90 in Emporia, 89 in Abilene, it's 4 o'clock.
Price and coverage match limited by state law. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan, 92 in Chanute. It is 4:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, more reporting from Mary Louise Kelly down in the state of Georgia, her home state. We will also learn about why the Teamsters are not endorsing anyone for the presidency this time around. We'll learn more about the Land Back movement. And, of course, we will have a quick update of national, international, and regional headlines. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting author Elijah Wald, giving a performance and lecture on the hidden history of the blues, September 29th. More information at lplks.org.
Many, many thanks to everyone who helped out during KPR's fall membership drive. Whether you're a sustainer or you just decided to drop a little cash our way, thank you so much. KPR only stays strong because of our listeners, just like you, who helped us raise more than $270,000. If you didn't get around to making your pledge during the drive, never fear, you can still do it right now. The donation form is always open at kansaspublicradio.org, so you can make your investment today. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. It's going to be humid tonight. Lows in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow. It sounds kind of beastly. 30% chance of rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid-90s. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 420.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News. The first genetic treatments for sickle cell disease were approved almost a year ago by the Food and Drug Administration.
I'm very excited for the possibilities. This is probably the best time in history right now for sickle cell patients.
Why has getting the therapies to those who need them been so slow? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines are on the agenda next. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. Stay tuned. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Very humid tonight with lows only getting down to the lower 70s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Brian Mann. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A group of Kansas representatives and their Missouri congressional counterparts are calling on the U.S. Postmaster General to fix problems with mail delivery in the Kansas City area. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The letter from Republican Jake LaTurner and Democrat Sharice Davids follows increasing complaints from residents about mail that arrives delayed or not at all. A study of the distribution centers in the Kansas City area found problems with property conditions and mail clearance times. Federal lawmakers have said the USPS should ensure locations are complying with mail processing procedures. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
The Lenexa City Council has dealt what appears to be a fatal blow to a much-discussed plan to create a new homeless shelter in Johnson County. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer reports on what happens now.
The Lenexa City Council on Tuesday voted to deny a special permit needed to convert a hotel on I-35 into a year-round homeless shelter. The county first put forward the proposal last year, framing it as a unique opportunity to address the growing issue of homelessness. But Lenexa planning officials argued it could negatively impact other properties in the area and be a financial drain on city resources. The plan also garnered intense pushback from residents, some of whom frequently veered into conspiracy theories. Following the vote in Lenexa, the county commission called a special meeting for Thursday to discuss terminating the purchase of the hotel, effectively ending the project in this form. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
A group created by Kansas education leaders to talk about cell phones in schools is developing recommendations to present to the state board. Members this week heard from counselors and other experts about the negative effects of social media. Evelyn Nelson is a child psychologist at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She says schools and families should consider limiting the amount of time kids spend on screens.
Kids who have mental health concerns or children and families who've been impacted by trauma, they're really at some of the greatest risks for the ill effects of social media and social media misuse.
So far, 9 states have enacted laws or policies regarding cell phones in classrooms. Kansas State Board of Education members said they support guidelines, but they don't want to impose statewide restrictions. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from Med.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For Morning Edition, Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, in Lebanon, there was a fresh wave of explosions of electronic devices that killed at least 14 more people today, injured more than 450. We'll also get an inside look from Michelle Kellerman, who's been following the diplomacy going on in the Mideast, what she thinks these deadly pager blasts in Lebanon will do to U.S. efforts to reach a Gaza ceasefire. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or RiverRatKS.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 5.
It's considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Lou.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org or check out the KPR app. We have a version for iOS. We have a version for Android, wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Voices of Women, performing Florence Price's Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Saturday, October 5th at Plymouth Congregational Church. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will learn about the first regional election in Kashmir in nearly a decade. Then, Kansas farms have expanded their operations and are now bigger than ever, and that has led to an economic boom. But bigger farms means fewer farmers, and that has contributed to depopulation in rural parts of the state that were quite socially isolated to begin with.
What we have today in agriculture is not agriculture. What we have is agribusiness.
Coming up shortly, how isolation is taking a toll on farmers in western Kansas. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it'll be Destiny. She has evening classical music for you, helping you get ready for fall. The taste of maple leaves and campfires. Also, there's some Bach and some Mozart. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One tonight, evening classical with Destiny.
Support for NPR, come NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition will be coming your way. Layla Fadel, Stephen Keep, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
100 points, down about 0.2%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A group of Kansas representatives and their Missouri congressional counterparts are calling on the U.S. Postmaster General to fix problems with mail delivery in the Kansas City area. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The letter from Republican Jake LaTurner and Democrat Sharice Davids follows increasing complaints from residents about mail that arrives delayed or not at all. A study of the distribution centers in the Kansas City area found problems with property conditions and mail clearance times. Federal lawmakers have said the USPS should ensure locations are complying with mail processing procedures. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
A group created by Kansas education leaders to talk about cell phones in schools is developing recommendations to present to the state board. Members this week heard from counselors and other experts about the negative effects of social media. Evelyn Nelson is a child psychologist at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She says schools and families should consider limiting the amount of time kids spend on screens.
Kids who have mental health concerns or children and families who've been impacted by trauma, they're really at some of the greatest risks for the ill effects of social media and social media misuse.
So far, 9 states have enacted laws or policies regarding cell phones in classrooms. The Kansas State Board of Education members have said they support guidelines, but they don't want to impose statewide restrictions. Protected species of mussels that were reintroduced to Kansas streams and rivers last year appear to be surviving. That's a promising sign for the conservation practice. Historically, the population of freshwater mussels has been diminished by water pollution and mussel harvesting. But as water quality improves, the state is attempting to reverse the decline by stocking protected mussel species in rivers and streams. Last fall, the Department of Wildlife and Parks put 8,500 mussels in southeast Kansas. Seth Lundgren is a district fisheries biologist, and this spring he returned to the Marmaton River, where some mussels were released last fall.
We checked the enclosure, and all the mussels inside were still alive. So we knew that the water had been suitable for them.
The state ultimately hopes the mussels will live long enough to reproduce independently. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, but we will have a slight chance of showers after midnight. Very humid tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a 30% chance of rain. Again, very humid. It will feel rather summer-like. It will feel like very summer-like. Highs in the mid-90s with that humidity. And a slight chance of rain tomorrow evening, still humid with lows in the upper 60s. This is KPR, and it's 535.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas farms have consolidated and expanded their operations in recent decades to become bigger than ever. That has had economic benefits for the owners, but bigger farms means fewer farmers overall. And that has contributed to depopulation in rural parts of the state. Sociologists are saying it has also taken a toll on farmers' mental health. Kaylin Moore provided this report.
In a secluded farmhouse in the middle of like machinery and fertilizer, farm policy analysts say it would take major changes to federal policies like crop insurance to slow farm consolidation and the effects that go with it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service reports on agriculture, health, education, and many other public policy issues of interest throughout the region. You'll find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we will get the latest from Lebanon after yesterday's attacks that ended up in many injuries and deaths from exploding pagers. There was another attack today. We'll tell you what we know. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market, celebrating 26 years on Mass Street with chocolate samples. Meet Ethan from Christopher Elbow Chocolate, September 21st. More at Au Marché. That's AUMARCHE.com.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Your potential this school year, offering customized math instruction and individual attention to students in grades K through 12. Mathnasium.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU. And KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in just about 60 seconds. It is 6 o'clock.